future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. We'll be talking about three different hot stories today. Number one, Binance customer data has leaked, what we know and what we don't know at this stage. Number two, we're going to be discussing National Stock Exchange becomes world's first to list a tokenized security. And number three, Standard Chartered completes first transaction on oil industry blockchain platform Voltron. So we're discussing those three stories in today's show. We're going into detail, going through our in-house view here at SVK Crypto as well. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's jump in to the show. So let's talk about Binance. Binance has been in the news a lot today. Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume, said it is investigating the alleged leak of its customers' verification information. The leak could affect up to 60,000 individual users who sent KYC information to the company in 2008 and 2019. The leak is said to be directly related to a hack that nabbed 7,000 Bitcoin last May. On Wednesday, a Telegram group created by an admin under the pseudonym Guardian M distributed hundreds of images of individuals holding their ID and pieces of paper written with Binance 02-2419. Alleging the data presented was hacked from the exchange. The hackers supplied media sources with the hundreds of photographs, and they have been identified by a number of users who recognize the photos of their faces and personal IDs that they sent into Binance for Know Your Customer purposes. The hacker told media sources that he or she has at least 60,000 more and will release them over time. We have access to nearly 1,000 at this stage. Know Your Customer KYC is a legal requirement by financial institutions to collect identifying information for all customers attempting to trade, withdraw, and deposit. In a response on Wednesday, Binance said that information circulated in the Telegram channel does not match data in Binance's own internal system, and as much said there's no evidence so far to show it's directly coming from the exchange itself. They go on to say these images do not contain the digital watermark imprinted by our system. Our security team is hard at work pursuing all possible leads in an attempt to identify the sources of these images, as it remains unclear where they were obtained. Binance adds that the identified individual previously demanded 300 Bitcoin from it for withholding 10,000 photos. That bear similarity to Binance's KYC data. After Binance refused to continue the conversation, the individual started distributing the photos online and to media outlets. In fact, since Monday this week, media sources have already reached out to three people whose IDs, images, among hundreds of others, were first uploaded to a publicly available cloud drive and were later circulated in the Telegram group. Two individuals confirmed to media sources the authenticity of these images that were submitted such images to Binance.com on February 24th, 2018. One of the two images, who asked to remain anonymous, showed media sources his Binance login history on January 2018 when he registered the account via email alerts he'd received every time he went onto the site. The email alert indicates he did log into Binance.com on February 24th, 2018 around 5 UTC. Further, the individual showed media sources an ID image he'd saved on his phone taken on February 24th around 6 UTC, which appears identical to one that's circulating inside the Telegram group. The second individual told media sources that he had received an email from Binance's customer support on February 24th as he was trying to make the size he submitted of the image correct. He added the image, or added the email was sent from an email address with a Binance.Zendesk.com domain. The exchange asked regular announcements on a site with such a domain name. A third user that was contacted could have been a victim of identity theft. The photograph we analyzed contained a face similar to the victim's, but incorrect address and information. An error level analysis on the photo suggests that there is some of the image I've been messed with. So it's interesting to see that with all the pictures that have come out, that Binance have basically come out and said that they're not us. We have nothing to do with this. They don't pass our security test. They're not our watermarked images. And then some of the images being absolutely spot on, and some of them being a little bit edited. It seems like So it'll be really interesting to see what happens here. How are Binance going to act? Are they going to take responsibility and trying to investigate this in an aggressive manner, or take a standoff approach and say it wasn't them, even though people only take pictures for those exchange accounts? Like, why would you take a picture of your face next to Binance and with their dates? You're not going to do that. So I think Binance have a real problem on their hands. And, you know, at the minute, they have lack of transparency with their operation. I think, you know, they're moving into a situation where people are no longer going to want to deal with them, which is how they've operated things. So number two, National Stock Exchange becomes world's first solicit security or tokenized security. Seychelles Stock Exchange has just solicited a tokenized security for trading, becoming the first in the world to do so. The exchange, Merge, is licensed by the Indian Ocean Nations Financial Service Authority as a securities exchange, clearing agency and security depositories, a CSD, and is launching the token to represent its own equity. Revealed exclusively to media sources, Merge said it will follow the listing by offering 16% of the tokenized shares in the public offering later in 2019. The exchange is also in discussion with several companies over potentially listing their tokenized shares on its platform. Edmund Tahoury, CEO of Merge, said, Merge has fully leveraged its end-to-end ecosystem to deliver the world's first publicly listed securities token. We're combining the best of the old world and the new to provide a key piece of missing infrastructure of the growth of digital assets. Merge told media sources it is using the Ethereum blockchain to record the share register ownership, saying that currently it is the best supported protocol for these purposes. Now seen on Merge, or Merge's listing page, the tokenized security takes the ticker symbol Merge-S and is currently trading at $2.42 with a stated market cap of $21,015,781. More widely, Merge has also had plans to cut costs for investors and issuers by using blockchain technology to streamline a number of securities markets processes, including issuance, shareholder registers, compliance, distribution, and voting. The technology creates an access point to the capital markets, which is particularly suited to the mobile-first ecosystems in many emerging markets, the exchange said. Founded in 2013, Merge said that being licensed as an exchange, clearinghouse, and CSD, it's well-placed to deliver on the many benefits of tokenization. Whether they're issuing tokenized or traditional shares, companies are not going to want to go to a jurisdiction that doesn't meet high international standards because it will attract great scrutiny from global regulators, said Tahoury. We've spent 3 years working with our regulators to build a robust and compliant framework for issuers wanting to leverage the benefits of distributed ledger technology within a publicly listed environment. I think that's really attractive. Seychelles, you know, a smaller economy, smaller regulated body, able to move quick, nimble. I think it's really important that you see the smaller economies basically moving with the times, being able to demonstrate how this works. The bigger economies, the UKs, the Americas of the world, can move in, copy the same infrastructure and better it for their regulated environment. I think it's extremely positive. And I look forward to seeing more and more tokens to be listed there. The investor appetite, well, you can't really speak about that as of yet. We're not really seeing that come through. What we are seeing is token being listed. You know, it does need to have liquidity. It does need to have people buying and selling the token. It does need to have that level of interest there. A few questions that I have on the situation at the minute is, you know, how would you trade this? Would you go to the online exchange and buy the token? Or can you call up a broker and buy the token? Can you move in your fiat? Do you have to then convert your fiat into Ether to then buy the token? You know, how easy is it to actually obtain one of these tokens as well? I think that's a really key question and something we could definitely be looking at in further detail. So let's talk about Standard Chartered and the fact they've just completed their first transaction on oil industry blockchain platform, Voltron. What's going down? Let's find out. So Standard Chartered Bank has announced the successful completion of its first international letter of credit LLC transaction on the oil industry focused blockchain platform Voltron. In an announcement today, the bank said it had conducted the pilot for PTT Group, PTT International Trading, PTE LTD and IRPC Public Company Limited, which involved shipment of an oil product from Thailand to Singapore. Standard Chartered was able to digitize and simplify the end-to-end exchange of information between all parties in the transaction on the Voltron platform, including the issuance, advising, and negotiation of LC and presentation of documents, the bank said. According to Samuel Matthew, Global Head of Document Trade Product Management at Standard Chartered. This pilot transaction marks the first of many that will follow from our participation with Voltron to digitize trade and enhance the client journey. As our clients increasingly look to technology to address the challenges of today's global trade environment, we're extremely optimistic and excited about the potential opportunities that Voltron brings to the industry with its demonstrated benefits to improvise speed and reduce risk of settlement, as well as its flexibility in connecting banks, businesses, and other third-party providers in its network.
Hey Charles, how's it going, buddy? Have you been talking about Bitcoin?
We've been talking about Bitcoin a little bit. We've been talking about what's been happening. Not so much on the price action side.
Can I join you? Maybe give you my...
So we have our very own Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, who has just walked into the office. And Shane has been looking at Bitcoin recently. And it would be great if you can kind of share your views of what's been happening, what's been going on, and where your head's currently at with Bitcoin.
Yeah, thanks, Charles. I've just walked by the boardroom and saw you doing your podcast, and I just wanted to maybe jump on and give you my two Bitcoins worth of information of what I'm really seeing. Very interesting space right now. As you're all aware, Bitcoin has been above 12,000 and shown really great strength regards to its RSIs. But more importantly, really what you're starting to see is a real shift with regards to the perception of Bitcoin. And when you're looking at these markets, particularly Bitcoin, perception is everything. Really what we've started to notice is that it's acting very much like gold. It's a real safe haven. And as we start to look at macroeconomics and what's going on in the equity markets and the FX markets with China decoupling, with the yuan breaking true, that's key support level of 7, with uncertainty in Hong Kong and also some currency wars with regards to US dollar and Chinese yuan, we're really seeing large institutional type clients look for safe havens. Typically that was gold. We're now seeing really big buy orders in Bitcoin, which has really given its strength and why you've seen the market move up quite aggressively. What's also interesting is that it's decoupling quite a lot from Ethereum, XRP, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Binance Coin, Tether, EOS, and Bitcoin SV, whatever that is. But I'm sure Craig won't mind me saying that. We're all friends here. We're after seeing a real decoupling from the market, which is interesting. And also the dominance of up to 70% on Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is the daddy, it's the OG, and it's very much the market. I've noticed as well, I've seen a lot of tweeting, and I have seen a lot of people on CNBC talking about Bitcoin with regards to its asymmetrical returns, its uncorrelated risky assets to equity markets, and that you would need to have it in your portfolio. And if you didn't, I think you'd be doing yourself an injustice. So it's really interesting to see some of the big money managers now start discussing it. All in all, very, very positive for Bitcoin, I believe. And it continues to trend higher. There's been some crazy price targets out, so I'm not gonna do any forecasting on it. But I think it's just really good for the markets, and I think we'll continue to see equity markets under pressure, especially when we start to see the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 25 basis points. I think the market, and certainly Trump, is looking for 50. That didn't happen. So I think we'll continue to see equity markets being a little bit shook on that. So get long BTC. This is not investment advice, but definitely in code we trust. So anyway, I just wanted to leave you with that. I know we got another call coming up, but thanks very much for all the support, guys.
Why don't we have you here, just really quickly. We've always seen Bitcoin as a hedge against the market, it's a hedge against what's been happening. We've never had the ability to have the data to actually prove that, but now we have. Now we've seen the markets come down, we've seen Bitcoin take a rise up. What do you feel about your Bitcoin position now? How are you feeling?
Well, I mean, as a fund, we don't hold any Bitcoin. Let's just be very, very clear on that. We're a typical venture capital fund. We hold equity stakes in this fund of projects that will utilize the ESIO platform. Of course, my PA book, well, that's rather different. I hold some Bitcoin, yeah, full disclosure there, and I've held it for several years. I'm very happy with that position. I'd like to add a little bit lower down. Yeah. I'm not buying any more at this level. I just really don't have the time to kind of focus on it because we're so focused on our fund. But I am very happy with my position. I have no interest to sell, and I would rather have part of my net worth in Bitcoin than in cash. But you know me, man. I've got I'm balanced on all aspects, right? So, but thanks very much. Yeah, thanks very much for your support. Great to have you guys listening. Sorry, there's been a lack of me on the air. I've been looking at building out the fund and finding great investments. But I know Charles has had you guys. You're in safe hands. Anyway, I got to jump onto another call. Thanks very much, guys.
Well, listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast.
Have you mentioned summer drinks?
Yes, we've got summer drinks. We're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what's going down there. But if you haven't already, go onto our Telegram, SVK Crowd. All the information is on there. You'll find myself, Shane, the rest of the team there as well. If you have a project you'd like us to review, feel free to email myself, cstory, cstory, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.